Man, it has been such a privilege, and we are so grateful for how you have welcomed not only Meg and I in, but many of the executive team and part of the leadership team that you have met. Many of them are new since the last getaway, and for many of you who've journeyed with Family Life for a long time, thank you so much. Thanks for speaking encouragement over us. Thanks for speaking challenge into our lives. Thank you for caring and for being here. And really, why we do what we do is a lot about those last two stories. It is the analogy that comes to my mind. I grew up, this story happened in Leland, Mississippi, about 15 minutes from Cleveland, Mississippi, which is where I was born and grew up. And there was this mom with this old jacket in the 70s that was furry green. And stains had gotten on it from several kids. And, you know, it was her proud jacket that had just been destroyed by kids in life. And so she was going to throw it away. And this little boy that she had said, "Mom, are you about to go throw that away?" And she was like, "Yeah, I mean, it's stained. It's, you know, yeah, I'm throwing it away." And he was like, "Mom, can I have that? You're not going to be wearing that, are you?" And no, I'm going to make something with it. So sure enough, he cut out shapes. He got a ping pong ball, cut it in half, glued it on, got his magic markers, made a few marks. And it was Jim Henson in the very first Kermit the Frog. And he went on to reiterate it a few times. But the fact is that God takes what is broken and restores it. He doesn't need our perfection. He takes things that are lost and he finds them. He takes things that seem dead and he resurrects them. He doesn't need our perfection. He needs our hearts. He needs our surrender. And even just those last two stories and multiple stories that we've heard over the past few days, the beauty of what God does as he draws people close to him and then draws a couple in, sometimes out of brokenness, close together, and then together them going to change the part of the world God has them in. It is such a privilege to get to be a part of this. We get to see this time and time again at Weekends to Remember and at video series stories that we get and radio stories that get sent in, and that the list could go on and on and on. But wounds and legacy come from family. All of us have been wounded by our family in some ways and have probably had to process some things. Even some of the best parents will in some ways wound their kids, and they'll have to journey through it, and Jesus will be there for them and restore. And yet legacy can also be passed on, and we have heard some amazing stories of that. And many of you who are passing on legacy in your own family and to people around you. This is what we're about. It's where togetherness and oneness meets legacy and having an impact. This is what God has called us to. 2 Corinthians 5 comes to mind. We don't have it on the screen on purpose. I just want to let it wash over us again. Familiar passage, starting with verse 16. "From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh." When we look out at people, we regard no one according to the flesh. "And therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Oh, Tim and Kathy, the old has passed away. The new has come. We are new creation people. "All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the message, the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against him, and entrusting to us the ministry of reconciliation. Therefore, we are the ambassadors of Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on the behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we may become the righteousness of God." Reconciled people reconcile others. Transformed people transform others. People who experience the love of God in fresh, ongoing ways can't help but to express the love of God to their kids and to the world around them and to other families around them. And reconciled marriages, oh, the beautiful reflection of the image of God, uniquely so, man and woman together experiencing reconciliation a lot of times over and over and over again. Oh, what a beautiful display of who God is and the gospel of grace and truth. as I thought about how do we close, it was a jam-packed full of information few days. I just started pulling things off the paper. And I just want to say, as we go in and invite you to be a part of this in some specific ways and continue to be a part of what we do with your generosity, it really isn't about the dollars or the details as much as it is about the people who encounter Jesus and the changed lives and the changed marriages that come out of it. So what I want to do with the time that I have, pretty short time, is just tell you a few more stories. Because this is what we get to see come in week after week after week. The first one is from Houston, and it discusses the art of parenting. Some of these are quotes that I'll read. There's definitely been a positive change within our art of parenting group, and we've only been doing it for 5 weeks. Each family is committed to apply these things that they're learning, and there has been such a community of accountability built into what we are doing. I believe that one of the biggest areas that has been our families realizing that every family struggles in these areas and that they can actually be honest and vulnerable and find help in these areas as well as be accepted in a safe community of believers. Isn't that what all of us as parents, and when we're in the thick of it, it's like, oh, just don't go it alone. To create safe places and to frame up truth and scripture in order for people to respond to it. It is every home, generation after generation. Travel with me to Nigeria. In Nigeria, this pastor, all these stories are in the last 9 months that I have been a part of family life. In Nigeria, we got the story recently of a woman who snuck into a bathroom where she was, and she was a Muslim faith, and her husband was a devout Muslim, just like her. And yet, our family life staff in Nigeria had gone on radio recently and started a marriage and family talk show because he realized it allows me to say things and proclaim the gospel in ways that other people in Nigeria are not hearing, and they're able to do it anonymously. And this lady sneaks into the bathroom and under her shawl calls in and says, I have one question. How do I know this Jesus? How do I start a relationship with him? And our family life staff there in Nigeria also grew up in Muslim backgrounds. And he began to articulate, we don't have it recorded, I'll be playing it right now, you better believe that. He began to articulate the gospel in her heart language. His transformed family able to communicate the gospel to her, and she did come to Christ. She's still trying to find community, and what they're doing in Nigeria is a ton of home builders Bible studies in order to create safe spaces where people can really have honest conversations about Jesus, about marriage and family, and about the gospel. It is every home all over the world, generation after generation. That is what we are called to. In Beijing, there was a couple, and I'm going to probably not say their names right, Zhu Ming and Bei Mi. And he was a cardiologist, and they walked into a group that Family Life was hosting, and he's a cardiologist, and she's, they just looked the part. It's like nothing could be wrong with this couple. Yet it was completely a facade. And slowly but surely around week 3, their facade started coming down. As people began to be honest about their own marriages, they began to be honest about theirs, and they were at one of their last points in their marriage. And sure enough, they began to be very intentional. The person who was leading the home builders group said about applying the truths of scripture that were being shared and being discussed, and they got really serious about it. But it was an American couple that's with Family Life that had gone and served there and now had come back pretty recently. And they went back this year to the same city in Beijing, and really went to the city neighborhood they were in looking for them. They knew they had just lost touch. It ended, they lost touch. So they went back to the city this year and asked the connections they had, what happened to that couple? Are they still walking with God? Are they still trying to stay together? And the couple goes, you don't know. You don't know what happened to them. Well, he quit. God transformed his life so much, he quit his job in cardiology, and he ended up going and planting a house church in a different city where he was from. And now he's a church planter with a church in a local church in the city he's originally from, extending the gospel to others. And our staff, the way the couple said it, was like receiving a kiss from Jesus, just the news of knowing, okay, the work that had been embedded, God took it and did things that they could have never imagined with it. In Panama, Jonathan, this is just a few weeks ago, Jonathan, our volunteer Family Life National Director in Panama, along with his wife Hannah, had been faithfully ministering to the Metropolitan Police in Panama and just showing up and being faithful and seeking to build relationships. Certainly, realities with police, marriage and families go through struggles. And on Tuesday, October 2nd, just a bit ago, Jonathan was called to the yellow room, the interrogation room, and said, tell us about what this what your activities are with Family Life. So he began to pretty nervously talk about, well, here's what we offer, and they were asked more details, here's what we offer, and well, then what happens then, and then here's what we do. And then the commanding officer spoke and said, we have these 2 weekends open, you come and do your thing. As he was seeing marriages break apart because of their service. Every home, all over the world, generation after generation, this is what we are called to. A recent one on radio, I've enjoyed a few weekends. Remember in the past, I've listened to many of your radio broadcasts. You are always providing a clear path on how to live out a true Christian faith in a messy world. You're providing godly content that I can freely share with my team without fear of corruption of some stupid ideas. Thank you so much, and keep up the great work. Every home, generation after generation. We talk about our live events and the shared experiences that we do, the Weekend Remembers and the Cruise and Art of Marriage Lives. This one's from A Weekend to Remember. We came into this weekend being engaged for 4.5 years with no definite plan as to when we would get married. We are a blended family, so we both have a picture of broken marriages and are hesitant. This getaway saved our relationship. I now recognize mistakes I've made, and I'm ready to make a change with God at the center. We now are ready to set a wedding date for this year. Thank you for answering my prayer. Every home restored, generation after generation. In Denver, we can remember a story. My husband and I recently went through infidelity and porn addiction getting exposed in our relationship. We strayed away from God and found ourselves lonely, scared, and lost. We love each other with all of our hearts and realize we need God in the center of our lives in order to have a life that we want to be living out. We can remember help us begin that journey with God and allowed us to find one another again and remember why we fell in love again, a couple that's been married for 2 years. Every home, generation after generation. Two more. Ventura, California. I believe when we came here, we're at least, now that we're leaving, one number healthier. A pretty honest comment in response. We get people at the end to rank. When you came in, how would you rank your marriage on 1 to 10 scale? As you leave, what would you rank it? This guy ranked it from a 3 to a 4, but listen to him. For just knowing we are both committed to the marriage and family, we have more awareness of tools to move in the right direction. The most poignant moment for me was filling out the Making It Personal box on page 113 of the manual. I scored horribly. It broke me. Thankful for being brought to this place to where, though I am standing in the basement, I know and see where the steps and stairwells are. And hopefully because of God, there's an elevator in here too. Oh, God reaches down into our brokenness and brings us out of the muddy mire and restores us time and time again, every generation, every home. North Carolina, my wife and I went on the first cruise. We've been married for 10 years at the time. We were hurt and broken. Family Life has helped us repair, renew, and rebuild our marriage. We've been on multiple cruises. We now have a burning desire to help other couples. So many feel marriage can't be better or different, but it can. Faith can beat any situation. We are proof. Every home. Generation after generation, every person on planet Earth is affected by the marriages and families they are connected to. Marriage and parenting are some of the most rewarding yet challenging things we will ever live out on this life. They are the things God uses to make us more into the likeness of Himself. And what a powerful pathway for the gospel that marriage and family is. It is indeed a Trojan horse. And I really do believe, because we've lived it out in a place like New York, it is one of the last evangelistic voices that the Western church has. There are 5.5 billion people in the world out of 7.9 that do not know Jesus. And that number, how can we get to 5.5? How can we expose them through a very felt need like the intimacy of your marriage and your family? How can we engage people that do not know him and are not church and are unengaged? The thing for me is that I know that we will get to a point, I am convinced, that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And it will be a day where there's white hot worship of Jesus. And there will be tears on everyone's eyes, tears of ecstatic joy for those of us in Christ. Because we can't believe that this grace is really true and we get to stand in the presence of our King. And there will also be tears of sorrow and lament of people who rejected him and did not know him, and realizing they will be separated from the giver of life and the creator forever and ever. That is why we exist as a ministry, so that on this earth, knees will bow. On this earth, tongues will confess. On this earth, out of experiencing Jesus, people will turn to each other in their relationships, and relationships would change, and marriages would change, and legacies would change. Our role is quite simple. Certainly stepping into a huge thing. It is such a humble yet really dependent thing to be a part of. And I just sometimes boil it down to our role's pretty simple: to hold Jesus dear and to glorify him, to strengthen the brethren. That's what we do. We strengthen the brethren, and to seek to build God's kingdom, not our own. That's what we're about. And it is really my joy to be able to come before you and go, would you join us? Would you continue to partner with us as we look into the future, as we think about leveraging things that God is doing now amongst us and continuing to steward all the ways God has used family life and is using family life. And also, as we look toward the future and the innovative ways that we want to engage next generations, it is our first getaway, and it is obvious in interacting with you guys how God has just been very kind to family life. Yes, there's been faithful people, there's been faithful founders, there's been faithful staff, but there's also been faithful partners who engage with their resources and in their time. And we cannot believe we get to be in the room with the likes of you guys. We are so grateful. We are so grateful for your prayers and your passion for marriages and families. Since 1976, family life has been a place that many families look to for help and for hope. 18 million people a year are exposed and are touched and are impacted by things that family life do. You help 250 staff and mobilize over 10,000 volunteers in 105 countries with resources translated into 45 languages. You help and fuel that ministry to happen. God is using us because of friends like you, both in you and through you. And so as we look toward the future, I want to take a moment for the table host to pass out envelopes. And if you'll take out of the envelope, there's this take-home document. We will not be walking through the whole thing. Plenty of words on the inside to summarize a lot of what we've covered over this past year. And so table host, if you'll pass those envelopes around, you have names on them. And as we share our needs tonight and walk through this, I simply ask you, would you trust God with us to continue to help people experience the life-changing gospel found in Jesus? Would you help people encounter Jesus for the first time? Would you help us build and strengthen families in order to grow and get on solid foundations in their relationships? And would you help us send out families to have an impact in their own families and in the world around them? You can turn to the back page. I'm going to walk through some of the needs that we are trusting God for and inviting you into. This is our generation after generation two-year initiative. It really is an interesting time where we're on this bridge of stewarding all the things, the ways that God has been using us, while also seeking to innovatively come up with some fresh ways to engage next generations and the next generations of families. On the left column, you will see things that we are doing that we talked about this morning that are existing outreaches that we do. Things already in the plans, really before we came, certainly being influenced by priorities and how we're thinking about it, but things that were in the hopper and that we want to be faithful to steward because they are things God has used and continues to use in such significant ways. By the grace of God and through your generosity, we are trusting God that over the next 2 years, we would raise $32 million, a little over $32 million, to fund existing ministry projects. This is about what is coming in with your generosity now. We want to continue to ask you and welcome you and invite you into investing in the crucial resources and ministry that we do through these things. I'm going to run through them. You know them well. These are things already planned. Family Life Today, radio outreach across the nation and in 42 countries, powerful messages, practical help and hope, biblical help and hope delivered to people who need it. The Family Life Art of Parenting. We want to get 1 million parents engaged with the scope of what we're doing with the Art of Parenting initiative in within 3 years in the three top languages in the world, English, Mandarin, and Spanish. And as we do that, certainly continue to translate Mandarin and beginning to get resources out in different ways and beginning to allow people to market it in ways where people are exposed to it. But also in that number that we're trusting God for is the outreach kit that Gene told you about this morning and working through partners that are ready to give this practical hope to people that leads them into more conversations about the gospel and about parenting. That is a huge part of that number and what we're trusting God for. Live events, that's what we call Weekend Remembers and the Cruise and Art of Marriage Lives that we have. You know the powerful transformation of it. Over the next 2 years, we anticipate between 130 and 150,000 people going through these events, having space away to be able to talk to each other, us frame up the truth of scriptures and then let them interact over it. Over 190 local events that are currently planned with live events. Global outreach, what I think is one of the best kept secrets of Family Life. It is amazing. We want to resource our global partners in increasing ways. It is amazing what they do with the little that we were able to resource them with. Oh, we want to do so in some very powerful ways. The ministry that our partners are doing is incredible to hear. Also, the global team has an emphasis of expansion in Arabic countries over the next 2 years, and we want to help fuel and resource some of that. The next line is Family Life Blended. You guys have heard it this morning. Many of you have experienced it, the unique needs, and we want to help break the cycle of generational divorce and the unique needs that blended families have. We want to keep speaking to them and keep leveraging Ron and the team around Ron to continue to minister to them well. And then web and digital content, we are making transformative resources accessible. We want to keep doing data well in order to be able to communicate with people with more precision around the things and the stages of life that they are in and continue to create resources and get them to people at the time that they need it and how they need it. These are things that we currently plan that we are trusting God in this next 2 years to do, things that we shared this morning. Certainly there's some innovation happening even amongst these, but these are things that God has time-tested resources and ministry God has done through Family Life, and we want to continue it, and we would invite you to invest in that. We would also invite you, the other column, is additional funding that we're calling Next Generation Beyond Funding. How do we start road mapping innovation where Family Life begins to minister more and more and more effectively to generation after generation after generation after generation? And there's many things that we have on this roadmap. But when we think about the next 2 years, there's four particular areas that we were to say, if our ministry partners, 32 million is very similar to what currently gives in. But if our ministry partners were to be so generous and so kind to trust God with us for beyond and give above and beyond, and trust God with us in faith, then we would begin to implement the first stage of Next Generation Ministry. Walk through these briefly. The transition to Family Life Today Radio, part of that will be unique focused podcast, like a Rondell blended, a family life blended podcast, that we begin to form those, and they can end up being highlighted on Family Life Today, the radio show, and get cross-referenced. That's what NPR has done in order to have the top terrestrial radio shows while also having the top podcast in the world. They took the risk 6 months ago to say, what if we featured 12 minutes of a certain show and actually cross-reference it and said, if you want more of that, if that interests you, then go hear more here. And then all of a sudden they have a whole stream to listen to. And you know, me potentially having a podcast around younger families and having women having podcasts, urban voices in there, segmenting our audience for the next generation and what our country will look like and our world will look like, and leveraging what Family Life Today is and the incredible resource it is in order to grow into places that may not tune in to Family Life Today. It's a significant opportunity, and we want to begin doing that over the next 2 years. Expansion of digital media and multimedia. You heard Brian talk about that well this morning. You see where we currently are. You see that we have urgency in what we want to do here about it. And it's not just about reach. It really is about engagement. Technology allows you to engage and have conversations and build community now, not just reach someone and see if they read an article. That's great, and we want that to keep happening, but real engagement to happen. And certainly that's one of the larger numbers, because we have a lot that we want to do in that area and trust God for it, to have conversations going on in the places that a 35-year-old married couple is going to for conversations around marriage and family. Relaunch of The Weekend to Remember. And you go, wait a minute, that's something you're already doing. You talked to me about that this morning. Well, we have resources raised from some generous people in order to do the test this year, the 7 test sites. There was a donor that loved the fact that we were going to have an iterative process, and so generously gave to that. But as we look at expanding that and getting that to what we want it to be for the next time period and scope of time, we need to raise money in order to be able to implement that amongst all Weekend Remembers in 2020. And so that is why we need to resources and relaunching Weekend Remember. And then finally, intensify global outreach and local partnerships. The needs of family around the world. I mean, you start hearing the stories, and in China, there's shame narratives and culture that people in China can uniquely minister to those families. And we could start going around in different countries and different continents of the unique contextualized things that go on within families in all different cultures. We want to resource people who are living there in order to do ministry to continue our outreach around the globe. And when it comes to local partnerships, we just think there's such opportunity here. We've done that. We just want to do it a lot more. We want to be a part of the kingdom ecosystem in increased ways and in fresh ways. And Weekends Remember not just being a culmination event where we come in and out of a city, but it's a catalyst event for more ministry to happen through partners and collaboration. The total for this new additional next generation funding is around $8.5 million. So total, we are trusting God in this next 2 years for $40 million. And we invite you to do 4 things really with us. One is to, would you please keep praying for us? Pray for us. Pray with us. Pray for changed lives. Pray for God's hand to continue to be on this ministry. Give. We would invite you and invite you tonight boldly to give with us. We think it is marriages and families for the glory of God is a worthy thing to invite you boldly into. We encourage you to ask your friends and see if there are friends that you can invite in with this. Perhaps they've never been to something that Family Life does and just simply may not know about it, but you know they have a heart for marriages and family and may be interested in us sharing about this generation after generation plan and perhaps giving with us. And then consider remembering Family Life in your estate plans. As I invite you into this, go to the middle page. It pulls out, and in that middle page, you'll see this chart. As if we've talked about, all right, as God generously has given to us over the past years, it kind of looks a little bit like this. And we go, how is this not just a pipe dream? But realistically, could God, if people were to join with us and give beyond, perhaps some of you be called to give beyond what you currently give and engage in a fresh way in this unique season of a founder transition and what we're trusting God for in this moment. You know, you probably find yourself somewhere on there, and we would just say, wherever you find yourself, we are so grateful. We are so grateful. I would encourage and ask you to consider, if you came in to this weekend or to this evening going, okay, that's probably where we'll be, I would just simply ask and say, just pray about, what is God inviting you to take a step of faith over the next 2 years and maybe move up a line? I don't know. But we're asking God with boldness, God, would you provide for the things that we are compelled, that you are calling us to? And we are so grateful for the ways that you may join with us. Also in your envelope was another envelope. And it is something that you'll be able to turn in tonight, that you'll seal and turn in. We would love to get one of these from everybody, whatever your response is. And it'll be very self-explanatory. It's really saying, all right, we'll commit to a certain amount. And any comments, we'd love to hear any comments we have. As we think about the next 2 years, we simply ask and invite you to do this. There's a few things that you may want to comment on. One is, there's 78 days left in this fiscal year. And as we want to steward, and we will only spend money that we have. That's our commitment. And so if we're not going to go touch beyond, you know, the next generation tactics until we know, okay, we have funding secured. And so as we stair step this plan in, if you want to note, yeah, I'll make this commitment by the end of the year. Some of you may need to fulfill the commitment and make a commitment, fulfill it in 2019. You can certainly do some of that and just make notes of that for us. That would be helpful. Write any questions you have. We would welcome that. And any ways you want us to respond and get back to you. For some of you, go, look, in the way my work works, I can't make a two-year commitment. I know, okay, this year, this is what I'm doing. Just please designate that. But as we think about what God and this bridge moment that we are in and inviting you into 2 years, would you consider prayerfully making a commitment around the next 2 years and how God may want to you to act in faith as we are acting in faith and linking arms with us to trust God for marriages and family all over the world? So I'm going to give us some time. We're going to do music. I'm going to pray for us. Give us some time. We'll have some music being played. You can talk with your spouse and write your commitment down and where you are right now, and feel free to write anything, and we'll get back to you in any ways we can. And I just simply say this. We are so grateful. It's been a phenomenal few days for us, and we are so grateful for the ways that you, in this moment, go before the Lord and trust God with us for the future. So let me pray. Jesus, we come before you and we thank you for being alive at this moment. We thank you for what you've called us to at this time. We thank you for getting to participate in your kingdom building. We thank you for being in a room that, Lord, you have, through the people in this room, fueled us so much ministry. We thank you as we look toward families in the future, that we would keep stewarding the ways you're using us now. And God, would you expand our reach? Would you use family life in fresh ways also? God, would you grow the impact? We know your heart beats for broken marriages to be restored and for wounded legacies to become reconciled legacies. God, as we take this moment, would you speak to us and would you be with us? We pray these things in your name. Amen.